Hello, this is Gary Cleveland at Helicopter Online Ground School. Welcome to our podcast. This will be a clip from our live training Tuesday where Kenny discusses a supply list recommendation for any student pilot. Kenny invites you to visit his website at www.helicopterground.com where we feature four FAA certified courses: private pilot, commercial pilot, certified flight instructor, and instrument pilot. Enjoy your podcast.
All right, I'm going to start with the first thing I always harp about. If you're brand new to this, get a bag from the very beginning. As you grow through your training, your bags are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But start now when you go to your helicopter lessons. Show up prepared, please. I mean, not your first lesson like your introductory flight, but if you're going to seriously go after lessons, have a bag and each time show up with the bare minimum of stuff. Have your logbook. Logbooks, you can pick anything. I've had several of them and start out with the small ones, then moved up to the bigger ones. And quite frankly, the big bulky ones I think are more of a pain than they are a help. A little small black logbook is just fine. So get a logbook early on because your instructor's gonna wanna fill out your logbook. So make sure you have that. And then simple stuff, you know? Here's my infamous notebook that I used and got after I failed my first check ride because I wasn't prepared for my first private pilot check ride and I failed due to lack of knowledge. I didn't even get to fly. So when I took 6 months off, somebody inspired me to go back and try it again. I went to the drugstore and I bought this notebook and I sat down at home and I had scattered notes because I'd been flying the R-22, I was flying a Schweitzer, flying with a couple different instructors, excuse me, and moved around and flew some other places around the tri-state area. So I had different instructors, lots of different just scattered notes and all these books, and I'm like, you know, I just don't know what to do here. That's why I created my first notebook, and I just sat down and started writing down. First, I took all the notes I had on different tablets and scratched here and there, and I put them all in one place. And then as I moved through my ratings later, I just kept building on my notebook. So I highly recommend you get your own notebook from the very beginning. Take notes for yourself, things that you have trouble remembering, and build your own notebook. And always have that with you so you can write down things when your instructor is giving you ground, write down things you want to work on, things you want to think about. So I highly recommend you getting a notebook very early on. Show up with a pen and paper. I can tell you later, flying EMS, we were transitioning from a BK-117 to an EC-135. Czech airman shows up from Texas, and he's training me and another guy who was military. And this isn't, you know, I always have to put this disclaimer in here. I'm just repeating a story. No disrespect to military pilots, but when the guy comes in to train two of us, and he says, tell me about your background. Tell me about your background. When I said, well, I did R-22 and da-da-da-da, and he goes, man, I like training R-22 guys because you guys show up with your notebook in hand, ready to take notes, and that came from a 25-year Czech airman. He said, I'll train R-22 pilots all day long because I know you know your stuff. I know you have a pen and paper, and you'll be ready to go. So in your bag, have some pens, some pencils, some of the little tabs like, Gary's got one of his books all tabbed up. Have these little tabs, you know. You want to show up to a check ride with a worn book with some tabs on it, not a brand new book with a bunch of tabs, a worn book with tabs on it. So all those little small things from the beginning, notebook, pens, papers, highlighters, you know, take this stuff with you and take it every time you go to a lesson, because if you schedule time with your instructor, you drive to the airport and the helicopter doesn't start and they got to order parts. Have your bag in the car because a lot of times your instructor will go, well, let's do some ground school. Hey, you got your logbook? Oh, no. Hey, you got your helicopter flying handbook? Oh, no. I didn't bring everything today. Show up every time. Come loaded for bear. Bring everything you got. I take that from my firearms instructor training. I became a firearms instructor when I was a law enforcement officer, and the one main guy that we trained with, he said, when you come to my range, come loaded for bear. Bring everything you got. Don't call me and say, should I bring this weapon? Should I bring this ammo today? He said, when you come to my range, you come loaded for bear. Well, do the same thing when you're going to your flight schools. show up with all your stuff, okay? It's just so annoying when students don't have what they need. Okay, so there's the basic bottom line stuff. So we'll try to start from the beginning. You're gonna have to have the standard old E6B and plotter, okay? I would highly recommend getting the old style cardboard E6B, old style plotter. We know the world's changing. We know things are going electronic, but from a training standpoint, I would start learning from the beginning with these, okay? You move up later to an electronic E6B, you do weight and balance on an iPad. All these apps and things are great, but I highly recommend starting out with the good old fashioned pieces to learn and know how to use them. When I was flying EMS, you know, professional environment, and everybody's flying with GPS, and one day a memo comes out from the chief pilot and he says, guys, we are finding that a lot of you as professional pilots have lost your VFR flying skills, your VFR charting and plotting. And they said, GPS systems go out. GPSs fail in helicopters. If you're on a flight for us and you have a problem with a GPS and you can't navigate, we're gonna have a serious problem. So you guys that aren't good on your VFR flying skills or haven't been working with charts and so on and so forth, you guys need to hang on to these basic skills. So starting out, I would start with these. You wanna move up to electronic stuff later? That's great. I'd have those in your bag every single time. Have them with you. It's the basics of, you know, what we've all started with and what we've all had to use. VFR chart for your area. They're $7 or $8. Yes, fancy, four flights, great, and all these things you can use on your iPad are great. That's fine. But from a training standpoint, starting out, I would start with paper charts. They're getting harder to get, we know this, but as long as they're around, I would still use them. It's a lot handier than, I mean, an iPad is nice, but it's also nice when you're training and you're learning to pull out this great big old chart and lay that thing out there and start going through and learning what's on there and doing the old trick of taking your pencil and going, looking down and what's that, you know, what's that, what's that? Study the legend. I highly recommend having a VFR chart to use for studying, getting started. Again, iPad's great, four flights great, but you know what? I would still, as long as they're around, I would use a paper chart for training. Okay, so there's some of the basics. All right, let's just go right to the next one that's probably something you should get in the beginning. Okay, helicopter flying handbook. When I started, it was the basic helicopter handbook. And then early 2000, we went to the rotorcraft flying handbook. And then, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, we moved to the helicopter flying handbook. This is your helicopter Bible. There's plenty of books out there you can use and have. I'm not gonna tell you you can't have this manual, you can't have that manual. What I'm gonna tell you is, this is what the FAA says you should be using as a private pilot, commercial pilot, CFI, designated pilot examiner. On a check ride, if you're spouting out things that you've learned from the helicopter flying handbook, you know you're golden. If you're going, well, I read in so-and-so's book that he wrote about the equation of X times 2, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's great, but you want to give the information out of this. I can remember being on a ramp at a local airport, and a couple of pilots walked up to me, and they started asking me these super high-tech aerodynamic equations and stuff, and I'm standing there going, I don't know what you guys are talking about. And they're like, oh, but so-and-so wrote about this in his book, and he says this and this and this. And I go, well, you know, that all sounds great, but in my professional career, private, commercial, CFI, instructing all these years, I've never heard that concept that you're talking about, and I don't have any idea what it is. So, you know, there's a point where you can always dig in and dig into these things way farther than what you need to, but I recommend helicopter flying handbook, private commercial CFI. This is your Bible. Something else probably handy, you don't have to do this, but whatever helicopter you're flying, I would recommend spending the money for your own POH. When I started, I was like many of you, struggling for money, So, you know, I'm asking to borrow this, you know, hey, can I go get this out of the helicopter? And it turns into a mess if you forget to put it back and somebody goes for a flight and they don't have their POH. It's awful nice to have your own POH for the aircraft you're flying. You're spending $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for a private. You're spending $50,000 to $100,000 for a commercial or a CFI. You're spending a lot of money. I highly recommend, if you're flying the R-22, get your own R-22 manual. They're around $50. That way you have it. And of course, you can always use the, you can get the PDF online for any of the R-22 products or Robinson products. You can go online and see the digital for free, and that's fine. Go in there and use that one for free. I like having hardback of everything. And of course, us, you know, old timers, old school guys, we like having the books. But I highly recommend having access to your own book if you want to buy one, or go use the PDF that's online if you can find one for your particular aircraft. Good old chart supplement that we called AFD Forever. If you're brand new to this, you need to get one of these. Yes, I believe the AFD or chart supplement is along with ForeFlight. Okay, that's fine. From a training standpoint, I would get one of these and I would show up to the check ride with one of these, but I wouldn't just buy it and never use it. This little green book has saved my butt so many times, like traveling somewhere in a helicopter and stop at night and the place is closed, there's no fuel and there's no number on the wall. I went in here, found a number in the book, called them up, they came out, got me fuel, and I was on my way, instead of sleeping in a helicopter on some ramp somewhere and freezing overnight. Handy little book. You're gonna need it for check rides. Again, it used to be called AFD. It's now called Chart Supplement. Good for 56 days. You need one of those. And at the private level, especially for check rides, I would spend the $6 or $8. You gotta half order them anymore because most of you know, and if you're brand new to this, you may not know, when it comes to VFR charts and it comes to these books, these things are getting harder and harder to find when you go to a local airport, especially a small airport like ours. There's a point where they're just, you know, they're hard to order, they expire quickly, they don't want to buy books and then they don't sell them. So these things are getting harder to get as time goes by, but for now I recommend using them. FAR AIM manual. This is required for everybody. Remote pilot, private pilot, commercial pilot, CFI, you're brand new, you just start taking lessons, you need one. You're the guy who's been flying for 30 years and you're gonna go do a FR, a flight review. You need to have a current FAR AIM manual. I still like to look stuff up in the good old standard FAR AIM manual. I also have the FAR AIM manual on my phone and on my iPad. I can look things up that way if I need to or I want to, or I'm somewhere and I don't have books with me and I wanna look up a reg. Sitting around in a parking lot, or you're sitting somewhere waiting on a plane, I can look something up on the far in the on the iPad or the phone. But I also still like looking things up here. I can do it quicker. I can find things quicker in here than I can with the iPhone or the iPad. Probably because I'm old school, but that's the way it is. So no matter whether you're brand new, no matter what you're doing, you need a current FAR AIM manual. Mandatory. Got to have one. Next I want to talk about is something that I used from the beginning. I still to this day reference this. And I can remember in the beginning, an instructor recommended the Jeppesen Private Pilot Manual to me. I used it at the time and I can remember going, oh, but this has got airplane stuff in the beginning. You know, this is an airplane book. Well, you know what? It is kind of geared towards airplanes, but there's so many good things in here. If you like to read, if you like to look at nice diagrams, I like the Jeppesen Private Pilot Manual. When you're going through it, it points out written test questions. To this day, if I'm building a presentation and I want to go look something up, this is one of my resources that I go to, Jeppesen Private Pilot Manual. I like it. It's not mandatory. It's not something you have to go get. It's my recommendation of what I like to use. There's another one that is the Instrument Commercial Manual made by Jeppesen. Gray cover. Basically, it's kind of like this book on steroids, but I almost never use this one. For some reason, when I look something up, I almost always go to this one first. So if all you're going to do is a private pilot, I would probably make this choice. If you're going to do instrument and commercial, go for CFI. Maybe you'll want to do this, maybe you want to do both, but I'm being honest, I reference this one way more than I referenced this one, even though this is a nice book and has more advanced stuff for the commercial and instrument. So I like them. Great books. My recommendation. Oh, why didn't I start with this one? Practical Test Standards. And I'm going to tell you the same story over and over. You need one of these. You need to spend the $6 or $8 using this thing. And you need to be working through this through your training, and especially a month or two before your check ride. You need to have a PTS, okay? Over the years, I harp this. I make people get them. A week before the check ride, I go, hey, let me see your PTS. You got it? Oh, yeah. They did clear down the bottom of their bag, and they'll give it to me. And I'll open it up, and I'll go, I've been harping on you for 6 months to work with this, and you haven't even opened it. And they'll go, yeah. Well, you need to be working through the PTS. About a year or two ago, I went up to Michigan to do some flight training. I got the privilege to be asked by the instrument factory to do the flight testing on an instrument 480 for some avionics, STC. And I go to this place that I'd never been to before in Michigan, and they introduced me to the old timer, the guy who's been giving check rides since dirt was new. And he goes, well, what do you do for a living? And I told him about helicopter and ground school and how I based it on the PTS. And he was like, wow. He goes, I love hearing that. He goes, you know what? As a 40-year examiner, people don't use the GP or the PTS. And I'm just kind of grinning. He goes, you know, he said, I had a guy show up for a CFI check ride once, had never opened up a PTS in his life. And he said, I wasn't going to give him the check ride. And the guy begged and said, hey, I can do this. I have the knowledge. He said, I let the guy go. And he goes, he had a good check ride, but I almost didn't give him the check ride because he'd never used a PTS. So spend $6 or $8. No matter what rating you're working on, you need to have a PTS. And you need to be going through it. Yes, your instructor should be using this to prep you and make sure you guys have covered everything. The examiner is going through his, he may not have this, but he has a printout. And the printout on his table is going to be a printout of the PTS. Now, we know things are going to be changing to the ACS, but Gary just had a conversation with the FAA, and I'm going to expand a little more on this, because this guy influenced me as a new instructor. And I'm going to tell you that story when I get to the CFI part of this. Gary had a discussion with him just the other day, and he said, how far away is the ACS? And he said, it ain't coming anytime soon. So for those of you that are going, well, I'm not getting a PTS because it's switching to the ACS. Airplanes have had it for a year or whatever. But from the FAA, it's going to be a while yet for the ACS on helicopters. So if you have a rating coming up in the next 6 months or a year, most likely you're going to need the PTS, because they told Gary it's not going to happen anytime soon. So PTS, okay? Now, let's talk about written test. We get this question often. Going through Hogg's videos will help you for the written. We do constantly try to point out, hey, you'll see that on the written. Even though not geared just for the written test, everything on the written test is fair game. So by going through helicopter online ground school, you're going to be learning a lot of the information that you're going to have to know for your written test. What I have used all these years is the ASA book. Now, I'm sure that some of you are going to go, what about this online electronic gadgetry? I don't know what's online. All I know is recently, and I won't say the name so I'm not bad-mouthing a company, but I had a guy who used one of these electronic written test prep things, and it looks really fancy and cool, and he said it was all outdated, and he said it didn't work well, and he had a complaint about it. And I said, well, you know what? Go get the ASA written test prep book. I like ASA. Not because I'm plugging ASA, I like ASA because they have the supplement. As you're working through the written test, you can have a separate book for checking the answers, looking at the diagrams when you're looking for that answer. So when it's all contained in the same book, you're constantly flipping from front to back, front to back, front to back. So you can sit down and you can open them up, start working through the test questions. And when you need to go look at a diagram, you can quickly go to the diagram in the book. So you can just work back and forth between the two books. That's why I like the ASA. I used them for all my ratings. Gary has used them for his ratings in the last 5 years. Gary's last rating was CFI 8 months ago. He used the ASA, he still likes it. Gary can answer questions on that, but I believe the ASA gives you some online testing that you can use. You can work through the book, but you can also practice test with some online quizzes from ASA. Is that right, Gary?
Yes.
Okay, so even though it's still a manual book, there are some online test prep courses. There's something else I used for all my ratings. I would go to webexams.com. I don't know how updated that is, but I recently had a conversation. I reached out to the developer of that site and said, hey, is this site going to be around? And he said, yes. He was looking for some donations and things to keep his site going, but it's free. I used it for all my ratings. Is there something more relevant than now that's free? Could be, I don't know. Go ahead and put it in the box or email us later and let us know if you know of a good free written test prep guide or an online one, or if there's something that's even paid that you think is good. I'm more than happy to relay what people are using and what they like. But for us here, for what I've done and what Gary has done in the last 5 years and even in the last year with commercial and private, he's used ASA written test for everything. So there's another one. I put that back in here. Let me put Gary's stuff back where it belongs. When we got ready today, this is why Gary works here. Gary's organized. And I just go down to his office and I start stealing stuff because I have to chase all my stuff down because I never know where it's at. I go to Gary's office, of course, everything's nice and neat. And I go, ooh, there's an AFD. Ooh, there's a... You know, I went down there and sold half his books. So putting those back where they should be. What else? I'm going to mention the this is kind of jumping ahead. Let me think for a minute. The only other thing that I could think of off the top of my head, other than what I've showed you, is you should have a copy of Helicopter Check Ride by Kenny Keller. You can get that on Amazon. I think this is a pretty good book for you, whether you're brand new or you've been at it a while. Plug that one real quick. Maybe one other book might be Aviation Weather Handbook. I have someone floating around somewhere, but I never really used it because I pretty much used the Jeppesen Private Pilot Manual for the weather because I like the weather in there. Better pictures, you know, keeps me entertained because Kenny, you know, gets distracted easily. And if it doesn't have a lot of pictures and fancy stuff, then I lose interest. So Aviation Weather Handbook would be a good one. Aviation Instructor's Handbook when you're going for CFI. You're going to need to have that. That's kind of mandatory. Federal Aviation Administration, okay? So he's going to ask you questions. And if you're giving him answers out of that, you're going to be golden. So Aviation Instructor's Handbook, maybe the FAA Weather Publication. I'll check with Gary's comments here in a minute, or your comments. If you're going to do instrument training, get your own set of foggles. You can see this one's pretty beat up and wore out. People still borrow this from me all the time. Not that expensive. If you're going for instrument training, I would recommend getting your own because then that way you have it in your bag, go to your instrument training, have your goggles with you instead of using some nasty old pair that everybody and their brothers already wore and they're all beat up and scuffed and nasty. That would be a good one. And I think this is a good time to tell the story about one of the gentlemen that we're working with from the FAA right now. Is from our local FISDO, even though it's a ways away, it's in Chicago. And just so happens, he walked in here last fall, and this FAA inspector that we're working with now was the chief pilot for the company that I had my first job for and where I did my private and commercial helicopter ratings. And we started training there doing our CFIs, and then we actually, two of us left and went to California to do an accelerated course and test with Tim Tucker. But to back story up, this guy at the time who worked another job and was chief pilot came in to work with two of us working on our CFIs, okay? So we had all the books I just showed you, we had all that stuff, but we had more. We had binders we'd made and copied off of other people. We had one stack of papers, I swear to God, like this. We had so much stuff, it was absolutely unbelievable. And he said, you guys are out there. He goes, you don't need all this stuff that you have. He goes, it's crazy. He said, you know what you need as CFIs? You need a far aim. You need everything that I just showed you. He went over the basics and he said, you know, some of these other tools and books and things are okay, but you guys are overwhelming yourselves. And I can tell you that we thinned a lot of that stuff out, got through our CFIs, and I've been telling these stories all these years later. And he came in last fall and I said, hey, you know, I've been teaching all this time, telling the story about what you said to me. And then he was here the other day And I brought it up again. He just kind of laughed. And he goes, well, now all you need is an iPad. Technically, he goes, you know, everybody's just using an iPad. And I go, okay, I get that. But point being, every CFI that comes to us or comes to me, when they ask, or they first approach me and say, hey, I'm struggling with the CFI. I say, how much stuff do you have? Are you overwhelmed with all kinds of, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's always the same thing. And they always feel better. And I go, look, let's trim down all this stuff you're using. You have way too many things going on here. What's going on in the background? You're driving me crazy over here. So that's all I can think of for right now. Any questions? I need to elaborate on all that.
Well, you should mention that when you put your video in the site under things you need for your self-study along the way with our videos, possibly mention the link to the Amazon purchase.
Yeah, I have a Amazon page, and I haven't been on that for a while. I need to see what's on it. We just had somebody in the new instrument course, one of our members that joined the instrument. He's like, hey, Kenny, you guys should be selling a package. We'll pay more if you would just sell us everything we're going to need. We don't care if you jack up the price. But that requires buying product, trying to decide how many we have to have, boxing them up, shipping them, trying to make a couple bucks. And to me, that just doesn't make sense. We are swamped here at Ground School with things to do. And been building all these new presentations. That's kind of out of it for me and time-wise. And that's why I'm wearing Pantera today, because I'm just kind of in that rock and roll kind of mood. I'm kind of frustrated and tired. So what we're going to do is we're going to revamp that Amazon page, where we'll at least we'll make a few cents or 50 cents or a dollar on a sale, and get that link in the site for you where you can go to the Amazon page and find the tools that we like, things that we say you need to have. And they'll have that available where you can just go click, order what you want from Amazon. Heck, you can buy it cheaper, have it in a couple days, usually coming from Amazon, a lot faster than us packaging stuff up and shipping it out to everybody.
Okay, well, Taz has been on here commenting a couple things. He says the Jeppesen books are the reason why the FAA started updating their books to make improvements. Taz says that we use the ASA test prep because it has the questions for all the ratings, not just airplane like most other test prep companies, since we do both airplanes and helicopters. And we have John Fuller, who logged on asking questions about HOGS membership and what's included. I answered him. He's wanting to know if HOGS has information about aerodynamics and airspace, and of course HOGS is your one-stop shop for all the video learning you need for your rating. Harley mentioned that many of the military pilots actually don't get the airspace training that they possibly should, and even mentioned having a relative that he introduced to HOGS for further learning to make up what the military training lacked. So I don't think I missed anybody here. A lot of comments, a lot of interaction between people tuning in for the live event. And I always look forward to the live Tuesdays. And if you have any ideas of topics you'd like covered, once again, email me and we'll work on getting it in for the next Tuesday. Kenny, you ready?
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm ready to go. Move on. Thanks everybody for showing up today. Like, share.
Are you struggling with all the information there is to know to become a helicopter pilot? Welcome to Helicopter Online Ground School. Discover the number one helicopter training system on the web, helicopterground.com.